WHM.
Evening, Bill. Oh, I'm fuller than an old stuffed pig tonight.
On them pork chops and okra, I was, hope so.
Yeah, that was pretty wonderful.
Hi, Bill.
How are you? Hope you're doing well.
I'm fine. Just tired.
I'll make sure you get Bernice taken care of and resting and relaxing this evening now.
Well, I am. I'm taking her down to Lowe's to buy a couple of new bug sprayers, Bill.
Like fun? For the bugs, anyway.
Oh, you know those pump-up sprayers. We need one of them for a nut's edge, grass, and what was the other one for, Bernice? I don't remember. But we just wanted to get out. And there was orange pork chops, by golly. Oh, gosh, they're good. And them homemade Parker House rolls and that okra she made a different way there tonight. She soaked them in buttermilk first, and oh, they're just as far uptown as you could get. I never ate okra very often, or we never when we was in Kansas. But boy, I sure love that stuff.
Good. Like I was telling you, we dust it with cornstarch and cook in the oven, and I like that crunch. It's good stuff.
The healthier way of doing it, Bernice fried it. I sent you how she done hers, and so when we got done, she had a bunch of it left over, and so she fried another pan full of it. I'm telling you, Tim was picking them up by the handfuls, and his two kids had just left, and I told him when we got there, well, we had plenty for Mitch and Erica, but they already left. Heck, he had them almost ate up before we got out the door.
Kind of like Lay's potato chips. You can't just have just one.
Of course, then I had my baked beans and a big glass of milk, but, oh, that was a blessed meal, I tell you. And all I told her, oh, well, I'll take a hamburger or a sandwich or something. She said, oh, that's just as easy. By the looks of the kitchen, while she was doing it, I don't think that's the case.
I don't think so, either. I think she's just spoiling you.
Done that. Old Tim, he really enjoyed that. And then we took him over some of those Parker House rolls, and him and his wife were there, and they just snarfed him right up. And Tim says, you're the reason I'm fat, and he tells Bernice that all the time. Well, did you come in from outside, or are you still outside?
But I come back out and did a little more tinkering, so I'm sitting outside again. I'm hot. I decided to go ahead and make up a couple of ground straps and first one thing and another, just continuously tinkering. That's what I like to do.
Got the amateur radio fever, Bill.
I'm afraid that's the diagnosis.
Fishing, it's a big hole to throw money into. Boy, that was a beautiful flathead that guy caught. Man, I can't imagine the fillets you'll get out of that.
Have to fillet the fillets off that rascal. I mean, he was big. I looked back at the post closer, and he said it was about 56 pounds.
Rather than fillets. Well, the guys back home, I never remember eating flathead that often, but they said it was really good.
Smaller ones, and they are, but it's, if they're caught out of a river, they're all pretty good. Blue cats or channels or flatheads, they all a little different, but you get them big enough to fillet out, and they're all nice.
I particularly like them anywhere from about 3 or 4 pounds up to about 10 pounds. Oh, wow. They were just delicious. And we use big carp that we seined in that a lot of times, or big shiners, and put some mighty big ones on there for those bigger flatheads. And, boy, they were good bait for that.
Fish big, catch big. That's what I always used to tell my brother. And that's what I tell him when we go.
You did a fine job. Bill, we're right here with the American flag flying in front of Lowe's, and there's not too many people there. And we're going to pull in the parking lot, which is dangerous, so I better sign off and say 73s and hope you have a good night. Talk to you down the line, N4WHM in 0TR.
Tom and Bernice, y'all have a good evening, and safe trip back home. It's N4WHM, I'll be clear.